KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, sunshine coming out here in the Nishna Valley, and 51 degrees your current temperature. We look for increasing clouds here today with southwest winds at 10 to 20 and a high of 72. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some scattered light showers late and a low of around 50. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports a Council Bluffs woman was arrested on Wednesday night on prostitution and drug charges. On Wednesday evening, an undercover deputy made contact with 37-year-old Erica Dawn Hughes of Council Bluffs. Erica was located at the Motel 6 and Sapp Brothers truck stop near Percival. During contact with the deputy, Hughes agreed to perform sexual acts with the undercover deputy. Hughes was then taken into custody for prostitution and was also in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Hughes was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on $100,000 bond. Federal prosecutors say a former southwestern Iowa city clerk accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the city of Riverton has pled not guilty to bank fraud. In a news release on Wednesday, U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum says 57-year-old Carol Jennings pled not guilty on Thursday. She was indicted by a federal grand jury in August. The indictment says Jennings opened two accounts with a local bank using falsified documents and deposited city funds into the accounts. Prosecutors say she then converted most of the money for her own use. Her trial has been set for November 5th. An audit of Riverton's financial records in 2016 showed nearly $331,000 in improper and unsupported spending and undeposited collections. The audit was conducted after Jennings was fired in 2015. A Nebraska man was arrested after a pursuit on Wednesday morning that began in Pottawatomie County. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy attempted to stop a vehicle that was reported stolen at 8:04 a.m. on Wednesday near North 16th Street and Nash Boulevard in Council Bluffs. The vehicle failed to stop and led law enforcement on a chase that went through the Harrah's Casino property and eventually onto I-480 westbound into Nebraska. Iowa law enforcement stopped pursuit when the vehicle entered Nebraska. They were then notified that the vehicle had driven through a fence and down an embankment onto Cass Street near 20th Street in Omaha. Two male subjects fled the vehicle onto the Creighton University campus, and campus security was notified. Omaha police, along with other law enforcement, searched for the two men and apprehended the male driver. The man was identified as 29-year-old James Horn of Fremont, Nebraska. He was found to have three arrest warrants for weapons possession, assault, and violation of a protective order. He was taken to the Douglas County Jail. Pottawatomie County deputies will be filing traffic charges on Mr. Horn and obtaining an additional arrest warrant. No information on the other male in the vehicle has been released. The license plates on the car were entered stolen by the North Platte Police Department, but the vehicle was not entered as stolen. The vehicle, a Nissan Altima, was impounded. During the pursuit, the vehicle struck another vehicle on I-480. Nobody was injured as a result of that collision, and an accident report was completed. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a grizzled man on Tuesday evening after a traffic stop. At 7:15 p.m. Tuesday, a deputy on patrol near Trainer spotted a vehicle with expired registration eastbound on Highway 92 from 300th Street. The deputy then initiated a traffic stop on the 2001 Mercury Cougar and made contact with the driver. It was determined that the driver, 57-year-old Randall Main of Griswold, had a valid arrest warrant for fourth-degree theft. Main was taken into custody and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail without incident. He was being held on $1,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports no injuries occurred during a two-vehicle accident on Wednesday morning. At 10 a.m., officers were called to an accident at the intersection of 8th Street and Washington Street in Red Oak. It was determined that a 2006 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by 76-year-old Fred Don Trimble of Red Oak was traveling northbound on North 8th Street and failed to stop at a stop sign with the intersection with East Washington Street. The van struck a 2007 Ford Edge driven by 50-year-old Rodney Dean Straw of Red Oak on the driver's side as Straw was traveling westbound on East Washington Street. Damage to both vehicles was estimated at $6,000 each, and both were towed from the scene. Trimble was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Red Oak police were assisted by the Red Oak Fire Department, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and Montgomery County EMA. The Cedar River water level is dropping in Cedar Rapids following its crest at nearly 6 feet over flood stage. The National Weather Service says the river has dropped more than 18 inches since cresting on Wednesday, just under the level for which the city had prepared, 18 feet. The river is expected to be below flood stage on Saturday. Floodwaters closed several roads. The Council Bluffs City Council voted on Monday for the repeal of a 40-year-old law against begging that the city attorney says probably has never been enforced. City Attorney Richard Wade told the Daily Nonpareil that repealing it requires two more readings and the votes by the council members, who likely will waive the third vote. In August, the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa sent letters to Council Bluffs and other Iowa cities asking for repeals. The ACLU legal director, Rita Bettis Austin, says the ordinance is unconstitutional because the First Amendment protects the right of people to express their needs and ask for help. Wade said Tuesday that, to the best of his knowledge, the ordinance has never been enforced in Council Bluffs. Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Haslett, recently announced that the USDA is partnering with rural communities in 22 states, including 7 projects in rural Iowa, to support opportunities for opioid prevention, treatment, and recovery. USDA is investing $10.7 million in 85 projects in 22 states through the Community Facilities Program. The 7 Iowa projects are receiving a total of $661,400. In our area, Cass County is using a $17,500 grant to purchase a police vehicle with equipment for a canine officer. The canine vehicle will be used to deter the sale and misuse of illegal drugs, including opioids, and as a response vehicle on the scene of mental health or misuse situations. The canine vehicle will serve a population of 14,000. The city of Pisgah is using a $41,000 grant to purchase a used ambulance for the volunteer fire department and first responders. The ambulance is equipped with medical supplies, including reversal medication for opioid misuse incidents. About 250 residents will be served. The Cass County Memorial Hospital and Atlantic Medical Center have both reached a historical landmark in 2018, 50 years of caring for Southwest Iowa. In celebration, Cass County Health System will be hosting 4 free chili dinners during October. The meals will be served from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on the following dates at the following locations: October 3rd at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Cafeteria, October 17th at the Griswold Community Center, October 23rd at the Anita Community Center, and October 30th at the Cam Middle School Cafeteria in Messina. CCHS CEO Brett Altman said, "We've been celebrating our 50th anniversaries all year, and this is our way to say thank you to the people of Southwest Iowa for helping us achieve this milestone. It has been our privilege to be a part of these communities and families, and we are excited to celebrate alongside them." The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Minnesota man on Monday after a traffic stop. A vehicle was pulled over at the intersection of 130th Street and River Road in Pottawatomie County at 8:15 a.m. on Monday. 6 occupants were in the vehicle from Kansas and Minnesota. It was determined one of the men had a warrant out of Minnesota for being a fugitive from justice. 25-year-old Mitchell Edward Bain of Wilmar, Minnesota, was taken into custody after Minnesota officials stated that they would extradite him back to the area. Bain was taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail without incident and booked in pending that extradition. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at world news headlines here this hour. The Senate Judiciary Committee will hear Thursday from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh on a woman who accuses Kavanaugh of trying to rape her when they were teens. Christine Blasey Ford, a California psychology professor, is one of 3 accusers. In testimony released in advance of the hearing, Ford said she was appearing only because she felt it was her duty, was frankly terrified, and has been the target of vile harassment and even death threats. President Donald Trump acknowledges that past allegations of sexual misconduct leveled against him color his views on similar charges against other men, including Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. More than a dozen women came forward during the 2016 campaign claiming they were assaulted, groped, or kissed without consent by Trump. Trump said Wednesday that he'd been accused falsely by 4 or 5 women. The firestorm surrounding President Donald Trump's pick for the Supreme Court over the nominee's behavior in the 1980s has reinforced a warning today's social media savvy high school students have grown up hearing. What they say and do now will live well past graduation. President Donald Trump says he would prefer to keep Rod Rosenstein and not fire the deputy attorney general. Trump is scheduled to meet Thursday with the Justice Department's number 2 official following reports Rosenstein had discussed possibly secretly recording Trump and using the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove him from office. The president says Rosenstein told him that he did not say that, and Trump says he may delay their meeting because of the Senate hearings for Brett Kavanaugh. Israeli and Palestinian leaders are preparing to take center stage within an hour of each other at the UN General Assembly. Their speeches come a day after Donald Trump suggested for the first time as U.S. president that he liked a two-state solution as the most effective way to resolve their conflict. Now taking a look at funeral announcements this morning. Brian C. Betts, age 94, of Audubon, died September 23rd at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Brian C. Betts will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Larry Allen Mundorf, age 75, of Griswold, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Larry Mundorf will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Reconduned Funeral Home in Griswold. Virgil C. Claver, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Funeral services for Virgil C. Claver will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Anthony Schlemer, age 78, of Panama, died Tuesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Mass of Christian burial for Raymond Anthony Schlemer will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Hines, age 89, of Dexter, died Thursday at Adele Acres. A mass of Christian burial for Paul Hines will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Arliss Mae Butler, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Arliss Mae Butler will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Janet Fink, age 67, of Harlan, died Saturday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Janet Fink will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Trina Chintz, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Trina Chintz will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Jorgensen, age 81, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Roy Jorgensen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton has arrangements. Evelyn O. May, age 100, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Evelyn O. May will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lester L. Williamson, age 99, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Lester L. Williamson will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Billy Meister, age 68, of Manning, died Wednesday at the VA Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Billy Meister will be held on Monday at 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.